1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Global IT outage. I'm Sherry Preston. A Windows update overnight put out by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike has taken down computers around the world. Affected facilities include hospitals, retailers, pharmacies, and airlines here and overseas. ABC's Ariel Reshev is at LaGuardia Airport right now.
That outage forcing major carriers like American, Delta, and United to halt all of their flights overnight. Passengers are gathered here in this terminal. They are frustrated. They are searching for answers about when their flights may actually take off. Now, we're hearing this morning that some of these carriers are now operational again, but it is going to take time to get everything up and running, so you can expect major delays throughout the day.
We're getting word that some government systems have also been affected. Alaska says state troopers there are describing a statewide outage of their 911 system. CrowdStrike insisting this was a software update and not a cyber attack. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Seven people are being charged in what Brown County authorities call the dismantling of a, quote, large-scale drug trafficking organization. Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane.
It is believed that this drug trafficking organization was the largest distributor of fentanyl in Brown County.
12 kilos of fentanyl, 4 kilos of cocaine, 748 grams of methamphetamine, 460 grams of heroin, and 16 firearms were all seized following a six-month investigation in Brown County and Chicago. Green Bay Packers running back A.J. Dillon launches a foundation to combat hunger in northeast Wisconsin. WLUK Fox 11 reports Dillon and his wife Gabrielle have partnered with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. The Dillon Family Foundation is committed to providing resources and support to combat hunger in the area. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers back from break. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return to action after the All-Star break with a game against the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Milwaukee in first place with a 4.5-game lead ahead of the Cardinals. Rhys Hoskins joined the Brewers in free agency and spoken why he feels he made the right decision.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. You know, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000-foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that. But having talking to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past, it just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
In golf, Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship, the 39-year-old from Madison, shot an even par for the tournament at the Legend at Merrill Hills in Waukesha. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Phoenix Suns in Summer League action in Las Vegas. A recap later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. A little more humid with a high of 84. Sunday, partly cloudy, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on September 2024.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my good friend Sandy Williams and I will give our final thoughts on the RNC wrapping up in Milwaukee. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there, heading into an unbelievably great weekend. And thank you so much to Ariel Perez. Isn't he fun to have on?
Interesting guy.
Interesting guy. Mark Hewson, Tanner Bordellini. Can you imagine being 21, 22 years old, and today you're walking into an NFL training camp, and you're an NFL player?
No. He's such a swell fella, too.
Just a great guy. That's just like, wow.
Just saw him last week at the Kewaunee County Fair.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. Made an announcement that there's somebody here that's, you know, got a big job to do coming up. We're not going to mention any names, but everybody's behind you. And you know,
but his first name is Dennis.
No.
But you talked about two great representatives. Jim brought it up earlier. Alec Ingold. Yeah. He's been here all summer doing little camps for little kids and doing things. It's like, that is so great. I mean, I could literally write a book on the jerks in sports
that people think
are cool and they're really not good people. So to have two local guys.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point that these guys, and they take it serious. They know they're, famous. They hate that term responsibility. To go to the Kewaunee Fair, to come back and do these camps like this kid from Bayport. And these are good kids. They're not doing it because, it's good for my image and all that. It's their heart. I mean, they are really good kids, great parents.
They're just well-grounded, you know?
They are well-grounded.
And I got to say that, too, though. I mean, God bless the poor kids that grow up in tough families. Both of them have such great parents. I know all the parents of both of them. And that makes such a difference. It just does. It just does. So anyway, but Dennis, good to have you back, buddy.
Good to be back.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks,
Chrissy.
Hello.
Guess the restraining order wore off, huh?
Oh, actually, it hasn't.
It hasn't.
How's life underwater?
Good. It's going well. Good.
Lady Diva. Good to see you.
You like Dennis's new bling?
I see that. Where's that from?
We made it for him.
Nice. Out of a lure.
That's your
80s glam van.
Nice little Rapala.
And the Diva, I have the Taiga gear.
Nice. Very cool. Very, very cool. Boy, you guys have been busy this summer as usual, though,
It's been a busy summer. It's going to get busier yet.
Really?
That's fantastic. Love
it. Do you ever have a downtime?
Downtime.
Like a down month or two?
He's like, what is that?
Like what's December, that? Yeah. Anything?
January, no? February sometimes.
Okay.
You know, a little bit. Yeah.
Wow. I still say this, though. I mean, like I said, when I was in the UP on vacation, every commercial on this radio station, I think it was the Moose out of Escanaba.
Yeah.
Coming on July 26th, whatever, downtown Escanaba, the world famous glam band.
Good gracious.
They were like, did you guys already do that one? No, it's coming up. But they were just like, oh my God, it's like the Rolling Stones is coming to town.
But living where we do, we need to take advantage of this weather and have all these festivals and events. And, it's time to make money.
I'm so excited to get to bring my RV out. Merv.
You've got an RV?
Yeah.
Really?
I've always wanted an RV.
All right, the one that we hang in, that you hang in.
I was invited one time.
That's before the show, that one?
That's the trailer.
Yeah. No, is that yours?
I'm not sure.
When we were in Sheboygan, you invited me into your trailer and...
I don't think you were invited. I think you just wandered.
I was the mayor of Green Bay for 16 years.
He invited me. He was very...
Good morning.
Who we got out here? What guys we got out here? All right, waving.
Hello, young lady. What's bustling downtown you got going on here?
It's getting there, and we need it.
Love it.
Amen. We need more foot traffic, and it's coming around. And, you know, it's great to have the waterfront market. Yeah. Really, those guys are hitting on a lot of cylinders there. They've got everything there.
It is an awesome place.
Waterfront market is great. The coffee shop next door is great.
Java cream.
But you want to know a little thing that I just saw the other day, because I walked 16,000 steps one day.
High five.
Thank you.
Oh, right?
And it was really, really hot in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm walking. I'm straggling through the back part here. Those little kids with that sprinkler thing.
The splash pad.
That is so cool.
Walter loves that. I wanted to do it.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever seen that?
He put it there. He made the whole city deck happen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's $80,000 if you want to know.
Was it really?
Have you met the mayor?
When he was mayor.
Salute.
Yeah, pretty familiar with the splash pad.
It is. It's so cool.
It is. It's awesome.
I thought if these little kids were in it with their moms watching, would I be a creepy guy if I went in that to cool down?
Yes. That'd be the best.
We would. We have security.
No, I do it. But yeah, speaking of that, we have Fridays on the Fox tonight, and who's playing is Big Mouth. Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns, and that is tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on the City Deck. And I just want to say, a lot of people misconstrue the City Deck. They think it's, you know, all adults partying, but it's a lot of family fun. It's all ages. They have comedy shows, they have magic shows, the music, and the, like John just said, the splash pad. It's incredible fun.
That city deck was a big investment by the city, but the programming is what makes that city deck the city deck. It's really not all the infrastructure of it. But Big Mouth, I want to give them, and next to Glam Band, Big Mouth played at my kid's wedding. They have music. That was such a...
Oh, I had Big Mouth.
That wasn't my point.
Fireworks. Yeah, the Stones were booked.
There were fireworks.
That wasn't my point. My point was that music is for everybody. That's what I was going to try to say before I was rudely interrupted. It is just a great thing for high school, the young teens, millennials, people my age.
Yeah.
Like you, Dennis, they draw a great crowd. So to come down there, it's free. It's fun. There's food. There's drinks.
They're fantastic.
And a beautiful setting on the Fox River.
Watch the sunset.
Nobody does what they do. So make it a point to come out and see them if you haven't.
Those guys are good.
Because there's only a few more. Three or four more.
We should have more, but yes.
We should.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give a number to Todd.
And
I'm getting, you do your thing. I'm going to give a number to Todd for him to call somebody. I want him to confirm and reaffirm with you being here, Dennis.
Okay.
You being here, Christy. You being here. I want this guy to affirm some. Go ahead, do your thing.
Okay. What's the guy's name?
You'll see.
He tries to pop over.
Niner, here it is.
It sounds like if he said you being here to me, it was a little louder than you two. So I got to feel.
Just a tad. And then tomorrow. I felt it over here, too. And then tomorrow on the City Deck is live music by the Chocolatiers.
Yes.
Great.
They are phenomenal, too. So that is from 7 to 10, and that's right on the City Deck as well. And then, as everybody knows, Art Fest is this weekend. Tomorrow it kicks off from 9 to 8 p.m., and then Sunday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's all in downtown Green Bay. The whole streets are going to become alive with art fair, musical performances, food demonstrations, and interactive activities. And that is the first time I ever had a funnel cake was at Art Fest.
Oh, behave.
Yum. It was so delish.
Yummy.
I'd totally do it again.
But that Art Fest is not just what people think of, maybe like art. It's the foods. It's the music. It's the dancing.
Yes.
It is really a cool festival.
We're talking about that.
It's been going on for how long now? I mean, it's been for
quite
a bit.
Well, this one's only been
this
a couple.
In different types, different formats, the traditional
Art Fest, which was the pictures and the
and I remember those days.
Right, you know? That was here forever. They've upgraded it to this, which they call Art Fest now, instead of like Art Boulevard or whatever it was called. And it is they've really tapped into the art of cooking, which that truly is an art, right? And the art of dance, the art of music, and. That's a cool festival. So that's this weekend in downtown. And the weather's going to be on their side.
Yeah, and of course, the farmer's market, a little bit of everything. So that's what I got going on in Green Bay.
Cool.
Did you hear? Am I not on, Todd?
No, I took care of that while you were
Where's my mic not on?
Must have been something you said.
Hello.
How you doing?
Did you hear about my thing? You talk about...
Can you be more specific?
Yeah. No, but I'm talking about the farmer's market. Did you hear with Wayne, where he shattered my dreams the other day?
What?
But my mushroom farm.
What?
About how I want to grow these mushrooms in these logs, and I'm going to buy a van, and I'm going to keep them. It's going to be like humid in the van.
River, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, so what do people want at farmer's market? Fresh produce.
Amen.
This would be so fresh to be picking them themselves right out of the logs that I grow them in.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Yeah, okay, so then John, of course...
That's groovy.
It's an idea. It's an idea which...
It's a great idea.
Well, it's an idea. And but what it did, he didn't put a business plan to it, so Wayne and I, in like 8 seconds...
Crushed me.
Shot it down.
What did he shoot it down? We just said, at his best day, like best day with having two booths and having all these logs and water and shade and stuff.
Crushed me.
He could bring in $150. So, and that was selling these things at like, like what, $28 a pound, or man, it was more than that. Anyway, the idea is good. So, but what we did was we helped him out, threw him another bone. And said to Johnny, what you got to do is up in Nugani, where he grew up.
Nugani. I caught that Nugani.
Well, whatever. New Guinea.
On Holbrook Way. With Frank Hermit.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference is right.
Wow.
But if he would have like strawberry picking or cherry picking, he's going to have a mushroom farm where you can go up there and he'll have different sections, shiitake and different, and you can go and then cut your own mushrooms and they'll have a little cooking kitchen there to try it. And that will, there he can make some money. So we want to help him. It's just that we don't want John to fail again.
We love you. We care.
I can see a mushroom food truck right now for the NFL draft next year.
Right,
I can see
it now. It was criticism out of love. So okay.
I felt the love.
A food truck.
I felt the love.
A food truck for the draft.
I saw Wayne's comment on the thing we're talking about. He goes, "There are no such thing as bad ideas, except John Mino's ideas."
That's where I saw that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you.
I had a boss who used something like that, and we would have these like sales meetings, and somebody would ask a question, and he would say that there's no such thing as a bad question, but that was close.
Give him the bell. He doesn't get the bell very often. We'll give Jim the bell.
Throw him
all
a
right,
bone.
Here, all right, go ahead. All right, Dennis, what's going on?
Well, you are.
Yes.
We have a whole minute and a half to go till we get to the break, so I don't have really much to pack into that. So,
where are you guys going to be this week?
We'll be at Paperfest this evening.
Just huge.
In Kimberly. Oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to just that park, at Sunset Park in Kimberly,
beautiful.
It's just beautiful. Just go there when there's nothing happening. It's amazing.
I used to go there all the time they used to have the World Championship of Softball, fast pitch softball tournament there.
I used to umpire the Nationals there back in the day.
Shut up.
I did.
Are you serious?
That? I'm serial.
Were you behind the plate?
I was. Yeah.
Totally. Those guys from New Zealand would throw 100 miles an hour. I'm not kidding.
It's insane.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I used to come to that all the time.
That was good times, man. That was my sport, you know.
Mine too. Yeah. Fast pitch softball.
Fast pitch and modified, you bet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paper
That's
Fest.
That's why my fingers look like this. That's the catcher.
Paper Fest is kind of up there with Oktoberfest. I mean, it's going to be huge.
Oh, it is.
Huge.
Get there early. It's
huge.
Great.
Huge.
It's all money raised for local communities.
Huge.
And stuff.
Nice. Yeah. So Kimberly's I was trying to get hold of my buddy Bill from Big Mouth.
Oh.
To verify that he wants me to sing Fly Me to the Moon at one of their performances.
Can't we just confirm it?
I would pay mucho pesos to see that, man.
Quiet, I would do that.
Jeff Dunham tonight at the Widener. Went to Fringe Festival yesterday. It was really good. Got a couple of comments there. We'll be back with a great musician, Michaela Lee. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. Peach.
Hey, welcome back! Beautiful Friday here, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WSS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. Christy and Dennis in the house.
How's it going, eh?
If that song doesn't get you in the mood for the weekend, what will?
Absolutely. Right, it's not the best. It's best.
What gets you in the mood is all the activities, the plethora of activities.
Plethora?
This is like the best part of summer in a certain way.
Totally.
It always bugs me when people say, summer's over after the 4th. Bullcrap. This is the best part of summer right here, right now.
Hobby Lobby didn't get that memo. They have Christmas stuff out.
Oh, I hate that.
Really?
I saw Halloween stuff, too, at Costco.
Oh my God.
Johnny and I were lamenting over just the back-to-school sales, right. And that is coming up.
Worst words when I was a kid, back-to-school at the Shopko and whatever. Yeah,
right.
Hated that.
For the love of Pete Moss.
Best words, yeah, we got a sub. So I was like, yeah, we got a sub. Dennis, what's going on outside the greater Green Bay community?
There's food trucks everywhere, friends.
You're right.
Everywhere. Food Truck Fridays, they call it, at the Brown County Library.
Yes.
That's still happening through August, end of August.
Remember when I said that was happening on a Saturday? The Friday food truck Friday
on Saturday. Yeah.
I still think it's funny. Yeah. I got an email from the Brown County Library about my overdue book, Frontlines author John Mino. I'm being charged because my book is overdue that I wrote.
Did you pay the fine?
I haven't yet.
No.
We should start a GoFundMe for that.
You know what I used to get fined a lot, though? When I was writing my books, I'd go to the Brown County Library for research, go over the microfilm and everything like that. And whoever the bleep of a mayor was at that time had it so you could only have 1 hour for the parking meter. So I'd get all these parking tickets, but I could go across the street to the strip joint, and they were 3 hours. So basically what the mayor was doing at that time was encouraging people to go to the strip joint instead of the library.
Oh, which entity was paying property taxes?
I'm just saying.
Wow. And in this corner.
He didn't have me on that. So,
hey. Got a text here. My daughter was Kewaunee County Fairest of the Fair.
Nice.
She got to introduce the glam band last week. Aww. She had an awesome time with them.
I saw that picture. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
She was so sweet. She just wanted to do her thing and get the heck off the stage, too. It's like, go ahead, take your time.
Yeah. Well, you guys have such a crowd, though. That could be a little bit intimidating if you're not used to that.
Well, sure. I just close my eyes and go for it.
I believe it.
At this point.
I mean, have you done Mile of Music?
I'm not what you would call an original artist out there. I mean, I have original material, but no. You have to pass a certain threshold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that is all.
I didn't know that. Okay, all
original. Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh my gosh. Is that a thinking cap you've got on? This is great for radio.
This segment brought to you by The Heights and Ashley, who just came in with the biggest hat in American history.
Look at you. Isn't
she the cutest?
If you like girls, I mean, right, you know.
Put on your thinking cap.
Hello, Ashley. Yeah.
I do need help thinking sometimes. Mm. It's fine.
Tell me about, so I want to hear, we love your place, and we go there enough. I could tell you,
can you do me one favor? listen to me. Next time Jim is at the Heights.
Okay.
And he orders your garlic rolls.
No, I had garlic chicken wings. No, I had the garlic chicken wing boneless.
Okay.
That was
brutal. And we had to go to an event after that?
And I went home, brushed my... my wife picked me up. She goes, oh, my God, where have you been? And I'm like, hey, I told her what we had. Then I went home, brushed my teeth, mouthwash, and came in. I sat next to him. I had to move a seat down.
He moved to this big event. But he's like, I think it's in my... I said, it's not your breath. It's coming through your pores.
Oh, no.
That's good stuff. Yeah, it is really good. Because you're, and I like garlic, and it, Big Wayne is a friend of ours, and he gives me fresh garlic. And I, last night I made some shrimp pasta with his garlic. But your stuff is really good.
Yeah.
It's very potent.
And there's garlic on the french fries.
Oh, I didn't have that. I just said the shoestring fries
are the best. And
Todd's giving it a big thumbs up right
And the sweet potato fries, and I don't like
those.
Sweet potato fries.
Johnny does.
Like,
you
I don't
do
like
too.
Sweet potatoes, but I love our sweet potato fries.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, I've converted a lot of people, actually.
But you've got that dip that's incredible for them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's the dip, and there's the brown sugar, which makes it so good.
I even dip them in sour cream.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There I can do that.
How do you season those things, anyway? What do you put on that for seasoning?
Brown sugar. Yeah, that's why they're so good.
I'm staying.
That's on my diet.
Yummy.
Potatoes and brown sugar.
How come you taste so good?
Oh, man. Anyway, yes, your
Happy
business,
Friday, everybody.
It seems like business, you've what, 3 months?
Six months. End of January.
All right, anyway, every time we go in there, it's good.
It's
great.
Awesome.
Well, that's because you have great service and great food.
That is true.
And great service.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You and Heather
are
great.
We're great.
Oh, the servers, yes. And we had a guy that night, and he was awesome, too. The guy
took care of our really tall guy.
He was 7 feet tall. Yeah,
He was tall. But he was great. And it's nice. He could reach over the table, you know, and you have great service.
He's helped me reach things. No big deal.
I do want to say, I love the fact that, and I'd been in there when I was Oxford's, right? I mean, which was forever ago. I mean, you were in grade school when that happened, but you really kept the ambiance in that place. I just love that you didn't, like, paint over, do anything to it. That's just a very cool building in downtown Green Bay.
And, it is.
You know, just thanks for doing that. I think it's awesome.
We don't have enough of those.
Right? I agree.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The authentic from the 1920s or whatever.
That's probably the 20s, right?
Yeah. Well, the sign says it was built in 1887.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's like a little historic sign by that cute little two-top table in the window.
Isn't one of your bar things an old vault?
Yeah, our cooler is the old vault because it used to be a jewelry store way back in the day.
That's cool.
Man. That was. You're right.
Yeah. Our cooler is the vault.
That's awesome. Oh, the name of Love the authentic store. Things like
yes,
that.
Yes, anyway, it's great. Yeah.
What's going on at the Heights this weekend?
Well, we have Art Fest going on. Yeah. So we got to stop in for a refreshing, maybe an orange Tito's or an orange Moscow Mule.
Oh,
and we do have a couple draft beers on special for $3.50. We've got our Cider Boys Melon Mojito and Stubborn Brothers Mango Tropical Drop Top.
I say that three times.
Well, I don't remember. Wow. I don't remember now what it was. Actually, it's the day I met Alec Engel there. Remember when I was there?
Yeah.
What soup did I have? I said, whenever you have this soup, I'm going to come here every day. I don't remember what it was. You don't have it often, but it was such delicious soup. Yeah, I know.
No soup for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
Johnny was telling me about that. I just know it came in a brown bottle.
Oh my God, here we go.
Oh, that was.
What
That's
type
called
you,
beer, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, exactly. What checking. Time do you open?
We're open at 11.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Kitchen closes at 9, but we're open till 11 this weekend, too.
Yeah, this is going to be a good weekend for you.
Yeah.
I mean, every weekend's good, but I mean, this
Your
is going to be fun.
Your food is so good there.
I know. We have strawberry wontons for dessert this week.
Nice.
Yum.
Nice.
Yes. They're Todd's so delicious.
Todd's like your favorite customer, isn't he?
Yeah.
What about...
Look at Todd styling that cap he's got on.
I know.
Oh,
I love
got,
it.
Yeah.
I saw him walk by the other day and I was trying to like wave, but he didn't see
Yes. Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor. Great sponsor of these two people right here.
Thank you.
Dennis
thank
and Christy. You. That's very nice that you do that.
We're not worthy.
You. You are worthy.
Thank you so much.
Hey, downtown Green Bay, though, between you guys... And now the market here is just really taking off. The coffee shop, Java. What a great stretch we've got here within about 100 yards.
You can see the traffic here is picking up.
It is. Absolutely. No question about it.
I got to run before my parking.
I know. Don't get a ticket.
$21.
Ashley, great having you here. We love the Heights.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with live music from Michaela Lee right after this.
West Coast King. Holiday Road.
This.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, so now finally, as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his reelection campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 7 days of air shows and activities, visitors from 92 countries, over a half million people coming to the area. It's enough to make Oshkosh famous, says Dick Napinski, Director of Communications for EAA Air Venture.
If you go around the world and talk to a pilot and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. Either they've been there or they know somebody who's been there or they want to get there, because there is no place that puts this scale and scope of people and aircraft in one place like we do at EAA Air Venture.
EAA Air Venture is July 22nd through the 28th. Visit EAA.org for schedules and information. A 52-year-old Wrightstown man died on Lake Michigan Thursday. Sheboygan police were called to Blue Harbor when passersby noticed an individual still attached to his surfboard in the lake. The caller pulled him from the water and started CPR until first responders arrived. Life-saving measures were unsuccessful. The cause of death is unknown. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. The Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have two very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. A little more humid with a high of 84. Sunday, partly cloudy, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Folks, I'm taking a little bit of a vacation, but do not worry, you'll be in excellent hands with Matt Rothschild and Jim Santel as your guest hosts. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Michaela.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This is our favorite part of the week with a musical guest. It is Friday. If you're looking to beat the heat, come on down and check out one of downtown's best atmospheres for indoor drinks and dining. Our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street here in downtown Green Bay, are ready to serve you up a superb lunch or dinner, along with a cold beverage or cocktail. The only thing, they have a little disclaimer here. If you have the, what was it again?
Garlic.
The garlic wings, boneless wings.
Yeah.
If you have the garlic bonus wings.
They don't have that on there.
Do not go to a social event afterwards because it will come out of your pores.
That's good stuff.
The menu highlights the variety of choice of their prime Angus beef burgers, artesian press paninis, or appetizers that feature their popular spinach, artichoke, wontons. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor, or online, www.heightsgb.com. Heights Pub and Parlor, sponsors of the Mino and the Mayor and the Dennis of the Glam Band live music series. It was great having Ashley here. But those wings, I got to be honest with you. Someday I'm going to just go there and just eat them and then just go home or go sit in the car for a couple hours.
Right.
Because they smelled so delicious, it's mind-boggling.
Yummy.
Yes. But sitting next to you again for 3 hours at an event afterwards was not as enjoyable.
That was very nice of me. But I did move a seat down. I got to give me a little bit of.
And then you notice the people next to you moved the seat down?
That's right.
Yes.
I was sitting alone.
I was listening to you read the ad and you had me at panini.
I know, right?
Oh, my
I love
stars.
Paninis. Dennis, take it away with our special guest,
Michaela. Oh my gosh, it's great. Michaela, I don't get out much. So great to see you.
Yes.
We heard a rumor you drove a long ways to get here today.
I did. 2 hours.
My gosh, where is
not
home
terrible.
For you?
Home is Pickerel, Wisconsin.
I've never heard of it.
You
know, it's not the end of the world, but you can see it. From
right,
there.
I was going to say, it got pretty quiet. So
No.
I've been through there before.
But it's brandish, right?
It doesn't take long to go through it.
Yeah,
sure.
No. It's definitely a small town.
Where?
But
like, what's by it?
What's by it?
Like, what would be a city we would know?
Did you go to Crandon High School?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Crandon. All right. 20 minutes.
Well, thanks
north.
For being here.
How far are you from Rhinelander?
About an hour.
Okay. Do they still have Hodeg?
Yes.
Best? Okay, that
I was there.
No kidding. Yeah. Did you sing there?
No, but
okay, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
They got a whole museum, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I was joking about this finger. This finger was dismembered in Rhinelander, Wisconsin at the Hodag Fast Pitch Softball Tournament back in the 70s.
You
weren't born, but that's where this came from.
Schneikes.
And you know what? How ironic is this? There was no emergency room to go to or anything like that when I broke my finger. I had to walk around all night with a cup of ice and vodka. Okay, and nowadays, if I did that, where would I go to get that taken care of?
You go right to me. I'm also a registered nurse.
Isn't that awesome, emergency room nurse?
Yeah.
How do you find time for all of this?
I don't want to sound like creepy old guy, but I was thinking, who does she look like? And everybody agreed, Ivanka Trump.
Yeah, she's bringing the noise in that direction. Yep.
Still a creepy old guy, but he's right.
He or that drunk national anthem singer.
Oh, I know. Ooh, I said that. I said, you're not drunk, are you?
But
she's like, what?
Yeah.
I said, you kind of look like the girl that sang the national anthem at the All-Star game the other night.
That was not
but
good.
But checked into rehab the next
She's in rehab and you're here.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Love.
She seems nice.
Yeah, very. We love original local talent, you know, and music. And just tell us how you got into it. You have three jobs.
And we love publicizing it.
And we love publicizing it. So what was your call to music?
So, man, I grew up in business. My parents have owned a restaurant business for 28 years now. So that's kind of given me a unique perspective on work ethic. And we have like an outdoor venue, patio, and music event center. So just seeing all these musicians come in is kind of what got me thinking about music a little bit. And
I can do that.
Yeah.
That's
cool. I don't know. Like, I always liked to sing. Ever since I was young, I would make up songs at 4 years old, make my parents record me for hours on end. But I never really started playing guitar till I was about 19 years old.
Good for you. I'm still waiting for my day.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, normally guitar players, it's like I was 6 and I got my first one. 19 to pick that up. That's got to be tough, isn't it, Dennis?
I can imagine.
It is.
Yeah. I'm going to sound like creepy old guy. Put your hand up a second. Is your hand bigger than mine? Let's see.
Look at that. About the same.
See it? I mean, see my disadvantage?
Yeah, you always said that.
That's here's my disadvantage. You broke this in four places.
I know, falling off the bleachers,
oh,
right?
Oh, my stars. So, good for you.
Yeah,
but my grandparents got me a guitar when I was like 12, and they brought me to one guitar lesson, and I didn't touch it until 18, 19, yeah.
Did you take lessons or learn on your own?
No, I taught myself.
Yeah.
I taught myself, and actually kind of a funny story. So one of my really talented musician friends, Jason McNabb, someone that I've always looked up to, super talented. I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in my life for forever with music, and he just randomly asked me to come in his home studio one day, and oh my gosh, that's kind of where it all started. Just hearing a little confidence boost from someone that I looked up to is really what got me started.
So Dennis and Jim will be the first people to say that you need, there's always person.
It's a teacher.
That's right.
Sometimes it's a parent, but more often than not, it's a teacher or someone like Dennis that, and here you talk to this friend of yours, just said, look, you've got it.
Yeah.
And you need to hear that and you need to believe it. And you believe it from people with authority, right? Which
that's the thing is, like, I never believed in it myself.
Right.
Like, I never thought I'd even get to this point. Never thought I'd be good enough to even, do music.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if I didn't have someone putting a little wind in my sail, I don't think I would have made that decision on my own to go out and try.
I remember you talking about that one.
Yeah. And it's not just music, it's everything. Sure. You need someone to say to you, look, you got it. What takes you.
Right.
You can be a radio DJ.
Exactly.
But you know what else?
But you really do. I'm
but you know
saying,
the best
really
part? And I will
that.
Say this about you, Jim, because you, with these young kids you have in your classes in regards to business, you tell them the good, the bad, the whatever, whatever. Yeah. You're very straight about that. And Dennis is doing that with a young band right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's turned these kids' lives around. People don't realize the impact they can have on somebody. Because everybody's got that self-doubt. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for somebody to say you don't have to have that self-doubt, you can do it, and to encourage you, that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, sure. You throw that with anxiety and a bunch of other ideas. You throw that in there. It's like, how do you come out of your shell?
And maybe somebody told them along the way they didn't have it, you know, and that kind of stays in their head. You got to say to them, yes, you do. You got to just tweak it.
For some reason, that voice is louder.
Right.
You can have 10 people saying you're great and one person say you suck.
And you remember that.
And that one, you remember that.
Yeah.
But, exactly.
But here you are, you're obviously making it. Do you play at your parents' venue?
I do.
Cool.
That's where I play most often. I'm just between everything with nursing, and it's hard to balance everything. So I do play quite often at my parents' place, mainly on some Friday nights. It's just kind of like an intimate experience with people, you know, on our patio and stuff. But I also open up for some of our bigger events, bands that we have come in. We just had a Queen tribute on July 3rd.
Nice.
That was awesome.
So,
but like July 3rd, last year, I think we sold around 800 tickets. So
that's a good crowd.
It's an awesome crowd. Fun time. Yeah.
So what you open up for someone like Queen, not Queen, but like a band like Queen. What is your genre? What is your type of music? Are you country? You seem a little country to me, but I don't want to stereotype anybody.
A little country, but, I like to mix it up. I sing a little bit of everything, a little bit of rock, a little bit of pop, a little bit of country. I think a little bit for everyone is a good mix.
Dennis, you're such a great mentor. I'm just going to ask you to talk to her here in regards to your advice, the fears, the things you have to overcome. You've been in the music business. You've been in the trenches. You've experienced so many things. I just want to sit back and listen to you talk to her.
I'm scared now. Pressure's on. So what was it that exactly put the switch for you to say, you know, I can really do this? I mean, I know Jason McNabb, and by the way, we got to get him in the studio.
That'd be great.
Great guy.
Yeah, Jason's
awesome.
We've
done some shows with him in the past, like at Sundrop Days a couple years back.
He's Shano?
Super talented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super talented.
So what was it that said, you know, I wanted, what was that thing that got you over the hump to say, I'm doing this?
So, oh man. Actually, it was probably just a couple years ago now. I opened up for a Shania Twain and Tim McGraw tribute at Equity Hall in Pound, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then I also opened for like a Garth Brooks tribute there as well. But that crowd was amazing. That is really what made me start believing in myself more. When I finished my set, people were waiting in line for autographs and pictures with me. And it kind of blew my mind. I never thought that would actually happen. And I'll never forget that. That's kind of was the turning point for me when I realized, wow, maybe
I can do this.
Maybe I'm all right.
Because self-doubt is the worst thing in the world, isn't it?
It's the biggest interrupter of our short life.
It is.
If someone could get into your head and say, you know, let's pull that out for a while. Live, do what you want to do, you know. Free yourself up. Free your mind and the rest will follow, as the song says.
Are we
going to play the song, my good sir?
Are we doing it now or the next segment? Now? Okay.
All right.
Introduce your song.
Yeah, so this is No Destination. It's kind of about living in the moment, enjoying the ride no matter where it takes you. So here it is.
Awesome.
Watching time flies, cars drive by, and where will this time go? Still a lot of time coming, my mind's been a-running, let's see where I go. On the south side, the weather's real nice, sun lights up the sky. But on the east side, I get my free time, I think it's time for a drive. Put the top down, the music up loud, listen to rock and roll. On the dash, step on the gas, this is how I go. So I drive, drive, driving away with no destination. Drive, drive, driving away with no hesitation. Miles behind me, the stars fly free into the night sky. I see the city lights, it is paradise like heaven to my eyes. I feel like I can never die, cause there's no destination. I'm living on a lie and falling off the sides with no hesitation. Drive, drive, driving away with no destination. Drive, drive, driving away with no hesitation. Think I'm gonna drive until the morning light. I've always been waiting. Drive, drive, driving away with no destination. Drive, drive, driving away with no hesitation. Drive, drive, driving away with no destination. With no destination. With no destination. With no destination.
Dennis?
That just happened.
You tell me. I mean, this sounds like somebody should be in Nashville. Amen. And she's an emergency room nurse in Crandon.
Jeepers.
How did this happen?
Someday someone's going to say, that woman, she was in the operating room when I was getting my stitches in.
I was driving up County Road C-127 in my ATV, and a freaking bear run out, and I went in the ditch, and I broke my kneecap. And this girl is in her emergency room, and now she's with Lainey Wilson.
And I hope she writes a song about it someday.
I hope so too. The day I broke my kneecap on my ATV in Crandon, that was fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Who did you back up? That was really good. Where'd you record it?
Oh yeah, so I met these super super cool guys last summer. It was a band I opened
up. Are we super cool guys?
Oh yeah.
Dennis and Jim.
Yeah. You sure are.
Okay.
But yeah.
Wow, they're very good. They really brought it all together.
Fantastic. Yeah, we got to send a quick break. We got to talk more about this.
Yes.
Dennis, her future
is bright as the sun.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty bright.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to talk more. Michaela Lee from Crandon. No, actually not Crandon. What was the town?
Pickerel.
Pickerel. Wisconsin. Back after this.
Wow.
Where I go. On the south side, the weather's real nice, sun lights up the sky.
But on the east side, I get my free time. I think it's time for a drive.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau? La Crosse or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor Music Series brought to you by the Glam Band with our man Dennis and brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor. Phenomenal place right here on Washington Street. Michaela Lee from Pickerel, Wisconsin. Jim, you're a talent scout kind of guy.
What about that? You know what I like about you, Michaela? That's great. I mean, really, that's easy to listen to, fun to listen to. You know what I mean? And there's a story behind it. And you wrote that.
I did, yes.
And do you write a lot of music or...
I want to ask that.
Learn how to use the microphone, yes, Michaela. Yeah.
I want to learn where you get your inspiration to write, when you write.
Yeah. So this song I actually wrote a few years ago with my buddy Dylan. I've always been a Rolling Stone. I've always valued my freedom and independence, and that's kind of where I was wanting to go with this song. It's just a feel-good song. It's about,
pretty cool personality, you know, like,
thank you.
But, you know what I mean? Like, I think music is great, but you also want to connect with the audience through some dialogue as well.
Yeah. And I think that's a big thing, you know, I need to work on this.
That's the microphone. Jesus. Yeah.
I think it's the chair holding you back on
that. Yeah. Right. But, I think that's a big thing as well. Just growing up in business, I've dealt with so many different people my whole life, and that's a, something, but
I think growing up in that area added to your personality. You're really, I mean, it's very wholesome versus you know, an attitude of Hollywood or LA or even the East Coast, which has a big attitude. I just think it's great that you that comes across.
Yeah, always stick to my roots.
Right. So, what are your plans? Like, what going forward? I mean, you've got your single. It sounds terrific to me, but I just think that thing sounds like it's got legs. You're going to be playing some. You're playing at Andouzi's here in Green Bay, which is a great venue.
I am playing July 30th. It's a Tuesday night with my buddy Jordan Blanchard. He's also a young musician from this area. Super hardworking guy.
We just played with him last week at the Kewaunee County Fair.
Dennis.
Tanner Bartolini will even swear to that.
Oh, okay. You got to be impressed with the young talent coming up, huh?
Oh, man. It's not something we would have had.
But they can look at you, though, too, and say, kid from Wild Rose, Wisconsin, who you admitted was painfully shy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And now you're vocalist of the year in the state of Wisconsin against some great competition.
And paid a lot of people off.
Whatever you did. But, I mean, I just think it's cool how you pay it forward. And I just want to sit back again and listen to give her your advice or whatever.
I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too.
I want to find out about what's cooking with you. What does the future hold, the near future especially? What's going on with you? Because with what you've done with this song, we've got to get it out there on a lot much larger platform and whatnot. And I just think that the future is yours, you know, and you can make it whatever you want to. And you're really well-grounded. You've got a lot of things going on. Yarners and all that stuff. So what's in your future here?
You know, recording this song was just such a big stepping stone for me. And now I'm just seeing all the possibilities that can come from music with this. I don't know. I'd like to do more. I want to record more, you know. I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
We got a quick text here. Hey, it's Gizmo, Thank you so much, guys, for bringing Michaela on the show. She is an amazing girl and has an amazing family.
Aw, thanks, that's Gizmo. Great to hear. We love Gizmo.
Yeah, so do we.
If anybody's listening out there that wants to get on the show, get a hold of us here, and we'll put you on the schedule.
We love bringing people like you on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you were talking about, you know, you're obviously a hard worker. You got three jobs and that. And, and I'm sure it's like your grandpa told you, the harder you work, the luckier you get. I mean, and you guys need breaks.
Yes.
You know, it's just someone's going to hear and pick this song up or pick, you know, pick you up. That would be something Johnny would do. I'm talking about pick up your music.
Yeah. Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
You know what they say when the music drops, pick it up.
I need to know. How did you meet Lainey Wilson?
Oh, yeah. So actually years ago before she kind of got her fame, I messaged her and she replied to me and we talked a little bit.
That's cool.
That was really cool. And
I've tried messaging Carly Pierce.
Yeah, and that's what I hear.
Yeah, and I heard from her people.
Okay,
with a restraining order. Yeah. But
with a restraining order.
But you know what? With country these days, with the young women, God bless them.
Amen.
You have to have the whole package. And I'm not trying to sound sexist or whatever, do you know what I mean? No. It's not like the Loretta Lynns of the world anymore.
That's never changed, honestly, though.
Okay. I
mean, that's just really never changed. You have to have that whole thing.
Whole package.
Yeah. Has Lainey heard your music by chance?
Oh, no, but I wish. Yeah, so last spring, I actually had the privilege of meeting her backstage at one of her concerts, and she gave me some personal advice on music, which I really will hold close to my heart forever. Sure. Like, man, but just seeing her humble beginnings to where she is now and how respected she is as an artist, just getting advice from her is just unbelievable.
Didn't she used to like sing on street corners for people to hear? You know what I mean? Just trying to get noticed by that person.
She started out living in like a camper trailer in Nashville, and it took her so long to get where she is, but now she's just huge and
she's still the same.
Everybody
says she's just really grounded.
She is just super genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just really look up to
her.
We've
got to get your music in front of the right people.
Yeah.
And boost you, because you're going to, you know, you just be you. Keep doing what you're going to do. And you know, you're going to be onto some really big, fantastic things.
You got Dennis for your mentor. You got Jim for your business manager.
Perfect.
And you got me to like.
You get press.
What are you going to do?
Talk about you.
Talk about
that he can do.
You know what, though? Out of everything here, I'm still very impressed that you're a nurse in an emergency room. I could never do that either.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's also challenging.
Right. That is. At your level, whatever your position right now in music, do you have an agent or how do people get in touch with you? So you got a website. Give us that.
And So you can find me on my socials at Michaela Lee Music on Facebook, Instagram.
MakayLaLee.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I'm a follower. That came out really wrong.
Yeah, it did.
I'm just so excited to follow your music, though.
I know. I do not have an agent, manager. Nope, just me.
Dennis joking about following you. People are going to want to follow you. So you gave them I'm not a Facebook guy, but you gave them the book face on how they can do that.
The book face. Todd, did he really just call it book face?
Whatever.
Oh my God.
I'm going to Adoozie's to see you. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That I will do.
We are running so swiftly out of time, it's so sad. It always goes by so fast.
I know, it does. And
it's crazy. We got to extend this.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. But July 30th, did you say?
July
30th. At Doozies.
Yes.
What's coming up after that for you?
A few Fridays here and there at my parents' place in Northwoods and Pickerel. But other than that,
schedules on your Facebook page?
Yep, you'll be able to find stuff on my Facebook. I want to keep booking more stuff maybe this fall. So
let's stay in touch. Your people talk to our people. We'll
make some things happen. Thanks so much for having me.
Having that guy in your corner, there's nobody better you could have in your corner.
Super glad to meet him.
Absolutely.
You're awesome.
Michaela, thank you very much.
And again,
I'm not kidding.
Much.
Thanks for what you do in an emergency room. I have all the respect in the world
for
nurses.
I'll fix up that finger for you.
Would you give it? Straighten it out for me. You're awesome. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mino and the Mayor.
Take care,
thank
everybody.
You to the Heights Pub and Parlor for Dennis's music series. See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, as he does every Friday, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, and we celebrate Daiquiri Day.
Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers, believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.